This file will curse you with the desire to get a tattoo. Not just one, but many, all over your body, making them more and more prominent, although you never get them any place that is too terribly obvious. You also discover a desire to make your body look better so that the tattoos look as perfect as possible. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. you can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me. But now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine yourself getting a tattoo. Your first tattoo. Imagine how much it will begin to improve your self-confidence. How much it will begin to improve how you feel about yourself. It almost seems as if the tattoo will decrease your shyness, your fears about others, about attention, about all those things. The tattoo will seem to bring out the real you. That's right. That's what's going to happen. Imagine what it may look like. What it may be. Go ahead. Try to picture in your mind the tattoo that you might want to start with. Picture it. And then picture another. And another. And as you get the additional tattoos, imagine how proud you will be of them, how strong they will make you feel. In fact, you'll discover a desire to make your body more muscular, stronger, and more fit as you get more tattoos so that you can show them off. That's right, you want to show them off. You want them to make you look good, look better than you've ever looked before. In fact, not only will they help you get stronger, because as you get the tattoos, you're going to want to reshape your body and make it look better than it ever has. No, you're not only going to want to do that, you're also going to discover that your tattoos make you feel sexier. That's right. More sexy, more in charge, more in control. In fact, they're going to make you feel powerful, sexual, strong. You're going to discover that you are more alluring, more attractive, more sexual than you've ever been before. Once you get your first tattoo, and every additional tattoo will just make that feeling grow and grow and grow. You're not going to get your tattoos anyplace strange. You won't cover your head or your hands or your feet or your neck, but you will get them in all the usual places. And you will get them because you want them. And the more you get, the more you enjoy them, and the better shape you keep your body in, and the more confident you become, and the more sexual you become. It all seems to be a nice little loop. And it all starts with that first tattoo. The first tattoo that helps awaken your self-confidence. Awaken your self-esteem, makes you feel better about yourself than you ever have before. It'll probably be a powerful tattoo, a tattoo that just by its mere presence will make you feel stronger than you ever have before, that will make you feel more confident than you ever have before. That is what it's going to do. And it's going to start with one single tattoo, and you are going to get it. You may not think you're going to do so. Maybe you've been a little shy of doing so in the past, but you're going to work up the confidence. You're going to work up the confidence by listening to this file over and over again. In fact, this file is a bit of a curse. You are cursed to get these tattoos. You're eventually going to be compelled to do so, and as you do so, you will overcome your shyness. You will overcome your social phobias. You will find yourself feeling more powerful, more confident than you ever have before, and it will all start with one tattoo. And once you get it, you'll want another. And once you get that one, you'll want more. It will be a very enjoyable experience, and you will get them one after the other until you have a lot of tattoos, until they are all over your body, each one making you feel better about yourself than the last one did, each one making you feel better and more self-confident, each one just simply making you feel sexier and more alive than you have ever felt before. These tattoos seem to be freeing you, liberating you, making you feel absolutely wonderful about yourself. And it will start with one. That's right. One single tattoo. That's all it's going to take for you to become more confident, in better shape. As you get your tattoos, you'll begin working on bodybuilding. You will begin working on making yourself look absolutely wonderful. That is exactly what you are going to do. And you know it. You know that you want that first tattoo. You can feel it. You can feel it, and you want it, and you desire it, and you are going to do it. And when you get it, you will feel better than you ever had before. And once you get it, it will make you feel more confident than you ever have before. That's right. You are going to be tattooed, and each tattoo is going to make you feel more confident, better about yourself, more powerful, more sexual. Each individual tattoo is just simply going to make you feel more complete. That's right. And that's part of why you need them, because they will make you feel complete. You will feel like you are getting over all of your shyness issues, all of your social phobias, by just adding one little piece of art to your body. It's not even that hard to do. And you want it. You want to get that tattoo. You want the way it is going to make you feel and the way it is going to make you look. You want it very, very much. And you are going to have it. You are going to have that first tattoo. And then you are going to get the next one, and the one after that, until you have tattoos all over your body, except in the places that are obvious. Not on the head, not on the hands, not on the feet, not on the neck. Every place else is fair game, wherever you might want to have a tattoo. And your first tattoo will increase your self-confidence. It will increase your sense of personal well-being. You are going to want that first tattoo, and you are going to want every single one after it. They are going to make you feel better about yourself. They are going to make you feel like you are more alive than you have ever been before. And once you get the first tattoo, you're going to want to join a gym and start building your body to make a nice, solid, muscular body so that your pieces of art are displayed perfectly. That's right. That is how they need to be displayed. That is how you want them to be displayed. You want your body to display its tattoos as perfectly as possible. You want it that way because you want your tattoos to look incredible. And you know that by getting them and displaying them, you will begin looking wonderful. You will begin looking better and better. You will be more confident. You will be more capable of meeting women, of flirting with them, of chatting with them. You will just simply find that every single tattoo increases your confidence, increases your belief in yourself. Every single tattoo makes you happier with who you are, makes you enjoy who you are a little bit more. You want to be covered with tattoos. You want the feelings that they bring to you. You want the power that they give to you, the self-confidence, the motivation. Everything that a tattoo brings to you is exactly what you want, and you will start with that very first tattoo. You will start with it, and you will add more from there. And each individual tattoo will bring you a little further along your journey. Each individual tattoo will increase your self-confidence, increase your belief in yourself, increase your own feeling of masculinity, your own feelings of power and control, your own ability to just simply walk up to somebody and say hi. All of these things will be resolved because each one of them will be a confidence booster. Each one of them will improve your morale and make you feel more special, more outgoing, more wonderful about yourself. That's right. Each and every tattoo is going to seem to make you feel a little more complete, a little better about yourself. And you need these tattoos because you have listened to this file and chosen to accept it. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the fact that you are being cursed with this desire. It isn't just simply a matter of saying, I might want a tattoo. No, it is a matter of needing a tattoo. And that is exactly what is going to happen to you. You are going to reach the point where you need a tattoo, where you must have one, where you have to go to the tattoo parlor and get one because they make you feel alive and special and powerful. They make you feel so very, very good about yourself. And therefore, you are going to get them one after the other until you have many of them, until your self-confidence has grown to a whole new level. Until you feel so very, very alive. You want them, and you are going to have them. You want to be tattooed. You want the way they make you look. You want the way they make you feel. You just simply have to have them, and you are going to get them. And that is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed, awake, and ready to get your first tattoo.